tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with all sorts of audio clips from different sources, like television programs or movies or political speeches or public service messages, mixed in between and on top of the music. Our theme this evening is water. We're commemorating the 9th anniversary of the 2010 Boston water emergency that began on May 1st, 2010, with a water pipe exploding in Weston and then flooding into the Charles River and ultimately causing 2 million people in our greater Boston area to have to find other ways of getting water that's safe to drink than simply turning on their tap and pouring it into a glass, which is a really remarkable thing that we can in general do that all the time. So backing me up right now is Jafer Youssef, and this is an instrumental song called Flowing Water. And in the last set, we heard from Chet Atkins starting things off with Blue Ocean Echo from his guitar legend, the RCA Years album. And then we heard from the Toadies, I Come From the Water. And then David Byrne with something I found on this Hear Music Volume 7 Waking compilation. His song there was called Walk on Water. And we followed that with Orbit and Colored Water. And then Shona Lang with White Water. And then The with Salt Water. And also a public service message from the EPA to round things out. That was called Water Sayings. So, yeah, we're on quite a water roll here of sorts. And given that, I did want to pose a question to you. And my question is, if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like your cell phone and the internet, if they shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with just the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and food that doesn't need to be cooked or otherwise prepared to last 3 days? How about a week? You know, in 2012, there was a solar flare that if the Earth would have just been where it was a week earlier, like in the orbit that it takes around the sun, it would have been an incredible disaster for like everybody on this planet. And it was actually in 2014 that scientists were really able to analyze and understand that phenomena. NASA came to realize that 2012 solar event was at least as powerful as one that happened in 1859, the 1859 Carrington event, which was named after the English astronomer Richard Carrington, who first kind of figured out that there was a solar storm going on. And once he started observing it in the days that followed, there were these incredibly intense geometric storms all the way from the Arctic areas down to Cuba. And at the time, we didn't have much electronic systems that humanity relied on. But we did have telegraph lines, and they sparked. In fact, some telegraph offices caught fire because of that. And there was just, you know, aurora borealis were seen all around the world, not just the northern hemisphere. Down in the Caribbean, they could see that. They could see them over the Rocky Mountains. Apparently, gold miners in Colorado woke up seeing that glow because they thought that it was morning, even though it was the middle of the night, and they started making breakfast. 1859, yeah, the people don't have clocks. They rely on, ooh, the sky's bright. It must be time to get up. So, yeah, that's what happened in 1859. And things like that happen periodically. And we've never had something like that happen when we've got all this technology. So, yeah, unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency could happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles? Oh my goodness, you know, when we have one of these, when we have a big disaster and people start lighting their candles, I can tell you with absolute certainty that some people are not going to be careful and they're going to set their homes on fire. And you know, the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. So take care and be prepared. I always carry a flashlight with me when I'm outside the house and usually when I'm around the house too. And they're really handy for getting around. Like, I don't have to turn on the lights. I just take my flashlight and go down to the basement. If that's, you know, depending upon what I'm trying to do. But, you know, I don't need to turn on the lights in the house to get around. Just a little flashlight powered by a AAA battery. A rechargeable one at that, too. Because we're green around here. So, yes, this has been a public service message. A rather long-winded one, but, you know, you get the point, right? You get the idea. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Well, let's get going with another set of songs all about water. And we're going to be hearing from the Violent Femmes and Bob Marley and Brian Eno and Seal and The Cult. But we are going to start off with what I think may be Led Zeppelin's best rockin' live song ever. And thanks to Brian Young for turning me on to this. This comes from Led Zeppelin's incredible, perfect triple live CD album, How the West Was Won. And just listen to the way Jimmy Page slides down the chords on this song. The articulation. And it all starts now.
Yeah. na 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 na.
Really cleans up for us. Just a dab. Removes paint, grease, tar, carbon, ink, even plain dirt. Anytime, anywhere, without water. The whole crew swears by Baraxo Waterless. And so will you.
Both of them swell from a northern blue sky. Smile on their faces, they entered their doom. Like they knew if the world should end, they won't care about that anyway. I change the water and I burn the fire. You play with chemicals, making their doom. Like you knew if the world should end, you won't care about that anyway. Maybe that's the way. But I know life, it don't always live that way. Jade, a shade of pain, and then we die. Jade, a shade of pain, and then we die. Jade, a shade of pain. Just the way, maybe that's the way you leave it up.
freshwater birds, but this place takes the cake.
Oh my goodness, I certainly need that cup of Jesus right now.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, what if it was true? And oh my, oh my, oh my, tell me, is it true? Diddy, 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 die upon that cross. And diddy, 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 come back across.
And a Native American water vessel without any means of propulsion.
Yeah. the temptation. Do you know that once I tiptoed into your room and stood over you for the longest time? It was the most awful temptation to wake you up. I wish that I had. It would have been deliciously wicked.
Believe everything is alive. Not only man and animals, but also water, earth, stone, and also the things from them. That is the way things are. But the white man, they believe everything is dead. Stone, earth, animals, and people, even their own people. If things keep trying to live, white man will rob them out. That is the difference. More roads, more hospitals, more schools, more nurses, more teachers, more police, more fire, more water, more energy, more ports, more. More. More water, more energy, more ports, more.
This is Walter Reeves, and I admit it, I have a bucket in my tub. It's amazing how much water I used to waste while waiting for the shower water to get hot. I use it on my new trees and shrubs. A bit of soap and shampoo doesn't hurt them. Don't shower with a friend, shower with a bucket. Let's all do our part to be water smart and save time, save money, and save water. Find more tips at www.conservewatergeorgia.net or call your local UGA Cooperative Extension office at 1-800-ASK-UGA-1.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, our theme is water as we commemorate the 2010 Boston water emergency that lasted 4 days. It started on May 1st, and a water pipe in Weston broke. And as a result, 2 million people in our greater Boston area couldn't drink the water that came through their faucets. Instead, we needed to have bottled water or taking it from the tap but boiling it first. Or, as some of us happened to go and have a bunch of water stored in, well, actually what I had was a whole bunch of Carlo Rossi wine bottles, 4-liter bottles. That I saved them. I used to drink wine and Carlo Rossi wine. Yeah, I'm kind of proud of that in a way. Economical and, well, for what I wanted it to do at the time, it certainly worked well. So that's one way of storing water, to put it in something like big glass containers instead of recycling them. And if you're storing them long-term that way, you want to add a little bit of bleach. Look it up on the internet to find out exactly what it is, but for your particular application. But it's generally like 1, 2, 3, 4 drops of bleach. You don't want algae growing in the water. So in that last set, we began with Led Zeppelin. And yes, I think it's my favorite live Led Zeppelin song, that version of The Ocean from How the West Was Won. And just the way Jimmy Page articulates his guitar playing, sliding the chords down. Wow. As Jimmy Page later reflected, Led Zeppelin, 1972, when that album was recorded, was at their artistic peak. And that triple live CD album is perfect. Then we heard from Seal and Deep Water, the Violent Femmes, Jesus Walking on the Water, and also a little excerpt from Billy Bob Neck, WMFO's most controversial DJ at the time he was on the air here. And then Bob Marley, No Water, Brian Eno and Robert Fripp collaborating together on Slow Water, and then cranking things up to 11 on the rock and roll guitar there with The Cult and Electric Ocean. And then a public service message from Walter Reeves, who, as he told you, he keeps a bucket with him in the shower to take all that unsoapy water that comes out first and use it in his garden. So, we've got a little bit less than half an hour before Savoir Faire comes on and brings you an hour-long mix of some of the best music from the 1980s with songs from the Squid Pod. But until then, well, I've got one last set for you. And, well, I'm going to call this the Wade in the Water set, because I'm going to bring you one after the other, three completely different songs, all called Wade in the Water. And I'm going to be doing that as this Moby song, God Moving Over the Face of the Water, as this ends. And yes, here starting with Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones, are three different songs, completely different songs, united in their title, Wade in the Water, here on WMFO in Bedford.
Jordan, water, you come to my knees. And then I took another step in the Jordan, and the water come up to my waist. And then I took one step in the Jordan, and the water, it covered my head. And then I looked and saw a man on the Canaan side. He was making my dying bed. Oh, won't you come on, children, wait in the water.
Come on, y'all.
Wait in the water, children, wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Thank you.
twisted and sinful. It isn't even any fun.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Our marijuana laws are terribly unfair, and they make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges, and we are unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They are average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. And it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Community, and sometimes even educational radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert. This has been a Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme sound collage. And our theme has been water this evening as we've been commemorating the 2010 Boston water emergency that left 2 million people without clean, drinkable water coming from their faucets. Our last set, well, I was calling that the Wade in the Water set. It started off with three songs, each named Wade in the Water, by completely different artists, completely different lyrics, completely different music. First version by Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones, then one by Michelle Schacht, and then one by Squid Vicious's Overdose. And then we heard Ray Price and Willie Nelson, Deep Water, and then Zen Gardens, Kiyomizu Dora, the Clear Water Temple from Zen Gardens. And right now, well, then we also heard Van Halen, Dirty Water Dog, from Van Halen 3, which really wasn't the third Van Halen album, but it was the third version of Van Halen. And backing me up right now with a very appropriate segue into songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire. This is Tangerine Dream and Water's Gift from their Canyon Dreams album. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week. And stay tuned for Songs from the Squid Pod coming up next. And then WMFO live day tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. and going to 5 p.m. And it's all happening only here on WMFO in Medford.